Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Arrigo. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Arrigo. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. McNairtney settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McNairtney. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Arrigo drops the ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peters moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. Buford moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Twins. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaal is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhaal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Allison steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Arrigo covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Manny Minoso pinch hits for Gary Peters. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiss scores. McNairtney moves to second. It's 7-2, Twins. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNairtney scores. Minoso moves to third. It's 7-3, Twins. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo is 0-for-1 in the game. Arrigo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Arrigo moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rollins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-3, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-3, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mincher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Nicholson moves to third. It's 12-4, Twins. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a line drive into left field. Killebrew picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Killebrew. Nicholson scores. McCraw moves to third. It's 12-5, Twins. Bill Plice now pitching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Weiss steals second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Kreutzer now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kreutzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kreutzer. Allen moves to second. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Plice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plice bunts towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Zimmerman moves to second. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney fires to second and picks off Zimmerman for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Virals hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Allison moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mincher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Plice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plice is 0-for-0 in the game. Plice takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Verhaals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Plice moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Rollins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Plice scores. Verhaals goes all the way around to score. It's 14-5, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 14, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward pinch hits for Frank Kreutzer. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 14, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Allison strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 15-5, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 15, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing center field. Bob Allison now playing left field. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 15-7, Twins. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rowland now pitching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McNairtney takes first base on ball 4. Weiss moves to second. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Don Mossy. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 15, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.